McDonald Max Football is on the air.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Johnson Roll-Off Service, and by ServiceMaster, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Royal Credit Union, Holly Bolby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, your Eau Claire High V, Nicolay Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, and by Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO.
And good afternoon from rainy DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and soon to be joined by Seth Smisky as the Max on this homecoming Saturday look to go to 5-0 overall and 2-0 in the conference as they take on the Cornell Chiefs. And again, 1 o'clock kickoff slated for this afternoon here. McDonald coming in 4-0. You know, their journey, we had the first and fourth games of the season for you, as they began with a 46-20 win over Greenwood. Actually had a 46-0 lead at halftime and went on to the 46-20 victory. Come from behind wins over Thorpe, 30-20, and over Owen Withy, 27-25. And most recently at Bruce, winning 47-12 last Friday night. Thursday night, right? Thursday night, I think we had that game. Anyhow, yeah, Thursday night it was. And so this one today, a Saturday afternoon contest against Cornell. Cornell comes in here 0-4 as they started with a 44-0 loss at home to Athens. They got beat 74-0 at Alma Center Lincoln on September 1st. Lost at home to the top-ranked eight-player team in the state, Gilman, 77-0. And then most recently at Prairie Farm, lost last Friday night, 56-6. So they come in here 0-4. And 0-1 in the conference, as Seth Smisky joins me now. So, Seth, two teams at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I would think that today we'd be able to kind of keep going with what, you know, Cornell's kind of been dealing with. Just if we come out here, we take care of business. This game
They talk about the fact that you'll hear Coach Spiegel in a little bit for Cornell saying they've got more guys. They're, you know, developing, if you will. And so I guess that works in the Max favor. At least on paper, it looks more like maybe the Greenwood scenario.
Yeah, yep. But it is homecoming week. There's a lot of distractions. You know, guys are probably more worried about, you know, maybe what they're doing tonight. And, you know, you got to stay focused. So there's always that factor playing, but I would expect them to get focused here and come out and take care of business.
Cornell did something a little different. They had their uniforms staying under the tent and staying dry, and may have worked because McDonald was preparing in the rain, and it was raining. Now it seems to have subsided, and it'd be nice if it stayed that way. But Cornell, with their uniforms, has returned to the field here. So. Again, we'll hear from both coaches. And, yeah, Coach Maloney talks about the challenge that he issued to his team. Kind of save that for the second of our two coaches' conversations coming up here on WOGO Sports. Should say elsewhere in the CWC West, last night, New Auburn over Prairie Farm, 25-20. So New Auburn 2-0 in the conference. McDonald actually right at the moment not in first place in the conference, trailing New Auburn as the Macs obviously 1-0, but looking to change that. And then have that big game at New Auburn next Friday night. But in the meantime, we'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of those two coaches' conversations, Chad Spiegel of Cornell, in just a moment on the Max Pregame Show, homecoming Saturday on WOGO Sports.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
And then here on a rainy Saturday afternoon against the Max. Coach, first of all, what about playing these elements?
It's part of football. That's the way I look at it. You got to be prepared to play either way. The rain conditions hopefully die off later a little bit here, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be control of the ball. Who can keep your hands on the ball today?
Mm-hmm. In terms of your club, most recent loss at the hands of Prairie Farm, a solid Prairie Farm team. Talk about that one and kind of your mindset and health coming into this one.
Health-wise, we're 100% healthy today. We were down a little bit last week, a couple kids sick. Going against Prairie Farm, it's been a little tough season this year. We're in a rebuilding process. We gained a lot more kids this year. We were up to 25. 23 dressed today, got one broken collarbone out, but otherwise it is a rebuilding season and we're trying to strive getting better every week.
Talk to me about your starting quarterback and your key on the ground.
Starting quarterback, we actually switched it up a little bit this week. Senior starting, second game starting.
And that is?
Jaden Joyce. Mm-hmm. Running game, we got a couple of different runners this week. Our normal quarterback's going back to run the ball, and so is we're getting our main tailback back 100% this week. He's been an injury a little bit, so we'll see what things happen.
And you're referring to?
Preston Fredrickson.
Okay. Coach, we wish you the best against this Max team this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
All right, there we go, Coach Chad Spiegel. And we'll hear from Coach Maloney when we come back. The Max pregame on this homecoming Saturday, WDOGO Sports.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com. You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wirzgala, they're always here to help.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Max pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. It's McDonald Max coming off a convincing win at Bruce, and that was 9 days ago. And here we are on a rainy Saturday afternoon, Coach Mark Maloney.
Yes, and you know, we needed that break. We had a great week of practice, and you know, now the skies opened up a little bit here, but it's just a little nuisance rain going on. Nothing, you know, drastic about the whole thing, so we can tolerate that and get a little wet, but I don't know if it's going to clear up or not, but we got to play whatever the elements are.
Cornell, the opponent today, second conference game, and again, on paper, they've had some lopsided defeats, so what about proper motivation for your guys?
Yeah, I mean, I told these guys, the last couple of games we've had, actually the last three games, we've started off really, really slow. And regardless of who we're playing, we gotta pick that up. We gotta set that tone a little bit early. So I told these guys to come out here in the first quarter, and we gotta play our football and just get going and get after it right away. And you know, then if we need to take the foot off the gas, we'll take the foot off the gas later on.
I don't know, against Bruce, I thought you guys, you know, you forced some turnovers and things right away.
Yeah, we did. But again, I mean, 14-6 at half, you know, wasn't our football. Yeah. I thought. I mean, again, Bruce was a very, very tough opponent there, and. But, you know, I just thought we could do better. We made a lot of mental mistakes there. So, and again, I told the kids in the locker room today, I says, we got to clean up the mental mistakes.
Yeah.
Game five here, we got to start getting better.
All right. And then also looking ahead to what you have in this rain today. So, I mean, one would think
Well, give me your take on how it affects the running and the passing and the defense.
Well, again, luckily we're playing on this turf, right? So it's not all that slippery. It's a little slick, it's wet, but it's not slippery like it would be in grass. So that's kind of an advantage to our running game. So we're going to hopefully get Dawson going in the rest of the game. We'll see how the passing game goes out of that. We'll just have to keep the ball dry.
All right, well, tell you what, I'm sending Seth down in the post game, rain or shine, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Mark Maloney on the Max Pregame Show. The clock ticking toward kickoff, moments away, rain or shine. And currently, as we record this pregame interview, it's rainy. Max football, they look to go 5-0, 2-0 in the conference against Cornell for homecoming on WOGO Sports.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Moulton.
Here's off the left side. There's a little bit of a gap. In the clear. All the way down the sideline to the end zone. Touchdown. Devin Butch from 45 yards out.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovie.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky, we were treated to the pregame prayer and also to the Star Spangled Banner. Did you catch the name of the singer?
That was Angelo. Angelo Enders did that for us.
Yeah, terrific job. All right. Yes. All right, well, we got to get to the Toyson Ford keys to the game in this contest here today and give you the proper intro on that. Seth Smisky, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think?
I think today they just need to stay focused, just come out, take care of business. I'm not sure how the weather is going to affect things, but, you know, it's not always a bad thing to get some different elements thrown at you and see how you can handle them. And I think today we're going to see a little a good dose of the running game, and I just, you know, it's taken a little bit the past couple games to get that going, so I think today the main goal should come out and stick to your blocking and let's get that going.
And the big thing, terrific, and that's your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer, where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Checking the max scoring by quarter, 39-18, they've won the first, 40-20 the second, 43-zip the third quarter has been theirs, and then they've been outscored in the fourth, 39-28. A lot of times it's been subs and such, but still 150-77 outscoring their opponents on the season. McDonald averaging 37.5 a game, 641 yards passing, 89 yards rushing. Many of those, obviously, by Dawson Moulton, the 754 of those, averaging more than 8 yards a carry, 8.4 to be precise. So interesting numbers there for the MAC. But again, Coach Maloney's seen it successfully in games 2, 3, and 4 coming from behind, but saying, hey, don't make me wait, right?
Yep, and they got to absolutely just come out, put the foot on the gas, and let's take care of business. Dawson, he's been able to break off a couple long ones here the past few games, and I would expect nothing different today, as you know, as well.
And it's one thing, I guess, you say on paper, you can see this, but just show it on the field as we're about ready to go here, and we're underway, and it's going to be Cornell, and it's going to see the ball roll into the end zone. So the McDonald kicker, Cale Holm, booting it into the end zone, and now Cornell, the Chiefs in those white uniforms with the blue numerals and gold pants and blue socks against the McDonald Max in their home blue uniforms with the gold numerals as well, as we're ready for football homecoming Saturday.
And so far, I think it's kind of a slight sprinkle out there, light sprinkle. So I don't think the rain will be an issue just yet.
Okay, so look for Jaden Josh Shaw. He's going to the senior quarterback is who they go with here under center. One running back behind him, and movement on the line by McDonald. They did not call it. Pitch out to the near side, and running is Fredrickson. And from the 20-yard line is the line of scrimmage, and they basically held him to no gain.
Yeah, Miles Flanagan held the edge at time. Good contain, and Danny. I think he was Dan. Fritz was blitzing on that, and he must have just held himself up enough to prevent the encroachment on the defense.
Second down for the Max. Just underway here. 4-0 McDonald against 0-4 Cornell. And great to be on Max TV today. Thanks to Val from the school for helping secure that. Manning the camera. All right. So the senior quarterback under center. Lone running back behind him. Hand off Fredrickson again into the line, and the Max smothering defense all over him for a loss of one.
Yeah, it looked like Ryan Smisky was in on that one. So good to see Ryan get going here.
Here you go. I tell you what, two plays in, Seth. This is your third game with us, fourth overall, but you're jumping right on those tackler identifications. So hey, I tell you what.
Yeah, let you in on a little secret here. I'm wearing my glasses today.
I think you went to your John Madden School of Color Analysis.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. It's 3rd and 11 now for Cornell. And the rain has subsided. We had a good amount, and again, everybody with so many people wanting and cheering for rain, but for football makes it a little more complicated, as the senior quarterback Shaw under center. Now, 3rd and 11, Fredrickson, and we've got a flag before the play commences, and a delay of game, and so the first penalty on either team is on Cornell. And creates a 3rd and 16 instead of 3rd and 11.
Yeah, so far the defense been very stout on the run, and they've kind of done that all season. So.
Yeah. Boy, they've got they don't give us the heights or weights for either squad, but boy, big number 66 for Cornell. He's a big fella.
He is.
He's a big tree. All right. And now rolling out, the quarterback trying to get out of there, and they bust into him, and did he fumble the football? Shaw, did he fumble trying to run to the left? And I think McDonald recovered the football.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even see the officials.
It was
give
3rd and 16
there.
From the 14-yard line. And Shaw fumbling
Yeah, Grant's going in there.
The 3-yard line. So it's a loss of 11 on the play for Shaw. Minus 11. And first and goal for McDonald from the 3. Smiski takes it. Fakes one way. Goes the other way. He's got a little toss, and there's the touchdown pass.
All
and
right.
The Macs are on the board right away as it's caught by Miles Flanagan. And Miles, his second catch of the season, a 3-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, that's great to see. I thought I overheard him talking a little bit about Miles getting a touchdown today. So Miles being a senior, it's really cool to see him get a touchdown there. So
awesome.
Good job. Good job, Maloney, for calling that. That's great.
And now they go for the extra point. The ball is down. The boot is up, and it's good. For Cale Holmes, 7-0 McDonald, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
So the Macs get a 3-yard touchdown pass. Basically, before that, it was an 11-yard loss on a running play. It was a designed running play for Jaden Joas Shaw, the senior starting quarterback, and he fumbled. The Macs get it at the 3-yard line, and they score to take this 7-0 lead with the extra point. 9:54 to go first quarter.
Yeah, that's about the perfect start right there. You couldn't ask for much more.
And so Holm will boot it, and on the near side it goes out of bounds. And so, well, even the Badgers kicker did that once last night, kicking it out of bounds in a 38-17 Wisconsin win at Purdue. So it can happen on the high school level as well, but it gives them better field position.
And I feel or given with our defense the way they're playing right now,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I wonder statistically, you know, I'm not. You write that down. It's a 15-yard penalty, really, right? Instead of the 20.
But yeah. Yep.
Anyhow, all right. So Cornell taking over with Jaden Joas Shaw again. Frederickson, the running back, senior quarterback under center. As they go right to left, pitch out Frederickson on the far side, going to test the other side of the McDonald defense to greater success. A gain of about 7 for Frederickson.
Looks like McDonald's bringing a linebacker down, Allen, just having him playing kind of like the left side of the line, and they're moving Ryan, who's normally the defensive end, in more as a like a defensive tackle, and maybe they're just gonna see if they can run to that outside, and after that, you know, if they keep doing it, maybe make a couple adjustments.
And actually make it a gain of 6 rather than 7. So second and 4 now for Cornell going right to left. And a receiver took off way, way too soon there. Number 2, Grady Abbott, a sophomore. And
that was more than a jump.
That was more than a jump. He kept going.
Yeah, I mean, he was 5 yards downfield.
He's just a sophomore and learning, but wow, yeah. And so back to the 36-yard line. So instead of second and short, at second and 4, it's second and 9 for Cornell as they come to the line of scrimmage. Joas Shaw under center, Frederickson behind. And he'll pitch it out to Frederickson, and here comes the defense just all over him. And not getting blocked that time was Eli Stepp, the sophomore linebacker, for a big loss.
Yeah, Eli just came flying in there, and he played the right guy. It was kind of an option, and he was all over it.
So they go from the 36 back to the 29, a loss of 7, and Frederickson's like, wow, I was plus 5, just back to minus
yeah.
2.
Yeah.
So it's third and long. Remember, they had second and 4, and now it's third and 16 for Cornell. The Chiefs have been in the short end of some tough ones here so far, trying to rebuild. More guys out for football, which is encouraging. That was really a backward pass. But it goes for a bit of a gain from the 29 out to about the 37 or so. So a good play for Chad Spiegel's team. I think, was it number four? I believe number four, Bentley Spangler, who's the backup quarterback, who caught that one. So Spangler, we even thought maybe Spangler was going to be the starter. We had limited stats treated to us, and now they're going to punt it after the seven-yard completion. And it's on the near side, and it's going to go out of bounds, which you don't get penalized for if it's a punt, around the 30-yard line. So just underway first quarter. Clock stops, 8:34 left in it, and some of the umbrellas out, but I don't think it's raining at the moment.
I don't think so.
But just, some of the people are like, slight. Hey, I brought my umbrella, and I'm putting it out.
Yes.
First and 10, McDonald from the 32, 68 yards from pay dirt. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with you. We've got Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studios. Lots of things to look forward to. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show, great plays, great clips, great plays of the half, and a lot more. But right now the Max, more to work with than just 3 yards, 68 yards now in front of him. In motion, Moulton, fake it to him, handoff up the middle, and Fritzel is going to take this one to the 50 and push down around the 45-yard line.
Good run by Danny. Yeah, they did that counter, which they actually gave it to Dawson. He went for a ways last week on that, but that time they faked it to Dawson, gave it to Daniel up the middle, and he there was just a huge hole there for him. So
it's not Fritzel, nice. It's Fritz. My apologies, Fritz. I don't know what I was
I was thinking maybe that was a nickname you gave him.
Sure, let's go with that.
Fritzel.
Wow, all the way to the 43, so a gain of 25 for Fritz as he gets his Max first down, and a nice run on that one. And now Moulton in motion. He'll take the handoff as he comes from the wingback position and tearing into that Cornell defense for another first down to the 30 or so.
Yeah, just another great run. And yeah, he turned the corner, and there wasn't much defense out there for him, so easy 10 yards.
Yeah, 13 to the 30, so back-to-back first downs for McDonald as they're cutting into the kind of like a hot knife through butter here. So now the Max in this eight-player game with Smisky stepping up, lone running back behind him, and they're trying Moulton more and more in that wingback position, and he's going to go out for a pass. They'll heave one downfield. Moulton's going to come under it and catch it down about the four-yard line. So a 26-yard connection from Smisky to Moulton, and again, Moulton not in the backfield today throughout this series.
No, they've been splitting them out and just having one back in the backfield, and I think last week they tried Grant and Moulton tried hooking up two or three times, and it never happened. So good to see that connection working there.
Absolutely. So Moulton with it, I see. I've got Moulton in a lot of categories, but I don't know if I had him on receiver. Back to hand up the middle, and there's the touchdown. And Moulton goes ahead and scores it from 4 yards out. And the Max take a 13-0 lead with 7:32 to go in the first half.
Good drive there. Good drive. There was not one bad play on that drive, so good for the Max.
And Moulton gets the four-yard run, and Cale Holm to try to attempt the extra point with Dawson Moulton holding, which if there's a breakdown at all, he's a pretty good guy to maybe try to run it in. The ball is down, the boot is up, and it's through. No, it's no good. I thought it was good. All right.
Boy, it looked good from here.
I guess. All right. Well.
Maybe I should have worn my thicker glasses.
We'll take a half a minute break. 13-0 Max. First quarter. Homecoming Saturday on WOGO Sports.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
The Max go up 13-0, a missed extra point after a 4-yard touchdown run by Dawson Moulton. Before that, though, it was the 26-yard pass to Moulton, and again led well by junior quarterback Grant Smisky, and again trying something different, and why not? You get the big game against New Auburn next Friday night, right?
Yeah, and it's I'm glad to see New Auburn's record there. That, you know, makes it a big game, and
right,
we'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, some tough contests still to come on that Max schedule. We've got the Lake Holcomb game later, and so I missed the kickoff. So
It's just, yep, touchback.
Yeah. All right, so this one stayed in bounds and from the 20-yard line. So yep. Cornell in those white uniforms with the gold pants, kind of Notre Dame-ish with the big Notre Dame-Ohio State game going on today. Maybe that's in my head. They got the blue socks, the Max, the blue uniforms with the gold numerals and the white pants. All right, here we go. Cornell down 13-zip with Jaden Joas Shaw, the senior quarterback, under center. Frederickson, the lone running back. Short drop, pitches to Frederickson. On the far side, he'll run. Little shake and bake, gets himself out of bounds past the 25-yard line. So it's working for them on the right side a little bit better.
Yep. And, you know, Cornell, it's just with the penalties they've had and then the big loss of down or loss of yardage plays they've had, just to get a few positive ones going here is a big step for them. So.
All right, so from the 25-yard line, second and five, and Preston Frederickson, five carries for 3 yards, but he's had runs now of 6 and 5 yards. Joas Shaw under center, Frederickson behind him. Receiver split left and right. Back to pass. Now he'll roll to the left. Here comes the McDonald rush. He heaves one, and it's intercepted by the Max. And David Anderson picks it off at about the 23-yard line, and a good job stepping in front of the intended receiver.
Yeah, David just right on his hip, and it was pretty tight coverage there, so he was just able to step into that in front of that ball. Good. He's a wide receiver, so you don't have to worry about him dropping it as much. But,
Right. Yeah,
good interception by David.
Good job by David with 7:21 to go. And now we pick things up with the McDonald offense from the 23-yard line. Grant Smiski, he'll fire and hit his receiver, a little move, and it's going to be Anderson who's going to score the touchdown on the very next play. David Anderson in the 23-yard reception from Grant Smiski, and the contest goes to 19-0. And, again, we haven't even played 5 minutes in the first quarter.
And that was a great play call there. And David, he showed a couple moves there. He sank his put his lead foot into the ground, did a good cut, and off he went.
So he goes from interception to touchdown.
Yeah, back-to-back receptions.
Dawson Moulton to hold for home, try to convert this extra point after missing. There's a low snap. He's going to get the boot, and it's up, and this one's no good as well. So, all right, we're working on our extra points and getting a lot of practice. 19-zip McDonald back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Max get an interception from David Anderson and then a 23-yard touchdown pass to Anderson as they take a missed extra point again, lead it 19-zip with 7:15 to go. And again, so far, I mean, trying to be as fair as we can, but yet honest, I mean, what looked to be a mismatch on paper seems to be playing out here.
Yeah, if you're Cornell, you don't want to make it easy, and the turnovers and the penalties just not helping them at all.
Right, and this one's going to go through the end zone again, and so Cornell will take over from the 20-yard line, moving right to left. Now, again, you think about running clock for 11-player or 8-player. It's 35-point lead or greater at the half. In the first half, there is no running clock, so this one certainly leading in that way very strongly at 19-0. But I guess Coach Maloney said start fast, and they're doing that.
Yeah, yep, they're coming out. They're getting that done. So obviously they're staying focused, and they're just taking care of business right now. And
If I was Cornell, I'd try to run to the right. That seems to be what's working best. But let's see, Jaden Joas Shaw, quarterback under center, the senior. Frederickson behind him, the junior tailback. Receiver split left and right. And this is going to be a handoff to somebody from the wingback position, and he's going to get crushed by the McDonald defenders.
Yeah, I think all three D-linemen were in on
that.
Miles Flanagan, Caleb Leed, and Ryan all in on that one.
And that was number four, Bentley Spangler, the backup quarterback, or somebody who's already functioned in that capacity, and for a loss of 2 on the play to Spangler. He was the receiver of the 1 7-yard completion that Joe Shaw did get earlier. Second and 12 from the 18, going right to left. Mark Halverson, Seth Smitsky on the call. Max homecoming on this Saturday, September 23rd. And pitch out is going to be on the ground, and Frederick's going to have to chase it down. He does, but for a big loss of about 8 on the play back to the 10-yard line.
You know, it's notice looking at this formation that they're running, it's not much different than we saw at with Thorpe. They put their quarterback under center on this. They don't run him out of the shotgun.
And we're going to get a timeout, Cornell, and they're going to huddle it. We'll take a break as well, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Max up 19-0, and Cornell facing a 3rd and 20 from their own 10. And it's been a rough homecoming game for the visiting Chiefs here today.
Yeah, just a lot of negative plays. You know, the blocking scheme not quite. They're not on those pitch outs. They're not covering people up, and it's leading to big losses.
So a 3rd down and 20.
Yeah, good for our defense. I mean, they're licking their chops out there, having fun. But
right. All right, so 3rd and 20 for Cornell, and they still go with the Joe Shaw under center. Frederickson behind him. And he'll pitch it out to Frederickson, and he'll try to go on that right side. And they'll go for about a gain of 4 or so, setting up a 4th down.
Yeah, that'd be a good 1st down and 10 play right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
Not a 3rd and 20
But again,
play,
not gambling on another interception,
yeah,
right?
No, you can't.
And so, wow, I think they had him out of bounds sooner than I did. Apparently the 12, I thought it was more like the 14. All right, and there's the snap, and the punt for Cornell is Noah Kripe, the senior, and fielded by the Max, and David Anderson racing all the way in for a score. Anderson for a score on the punt return with 5:38 to go first quarter, and the Max go up 25-0. Wow. I was looking at my sheet to identify the punter, and David Anderson, with his great speed, takes it on the near sideline for 6 for McDonald.
Yeah, the punt was right to him. He fielded it clean. He had a good head of steam as soon as he hit the defense.
Can you give me a yard line where he took it from?
It was about the 440, I would say.
It's like I'm asking you to be a witness.
I'd say probably the 40.
All right, and there's the boot. And it's through this time for Cale Holm, and the Max go up 26-0, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clips Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
26-0 McDonald. We have not played 6.5 minutes of football, and they've done it in a variety of ways. They've forced fumbles. They've had an interception. They've had a punt return for a touchdown. They've done it on the ground and in the air.
Yeah, and the defense is just relentless, and they're not giving them anything. In fact, I think we've seen more. I don't know that they've gotten a first down yet. But,
right. And you can see, I mean, some of the teams, McDonald is the 3rd-ranked 8-player team in the state, and Gilman in front of them. And Gilman certainly overpowering this Cornell team, and McDonald on track to do something similar here.
Yeah, I think Gilman put 70 points on them. I don't expect Maloney to do that, but... they are rolling.
I think you do what you do in the first half, and then, as we've seen before, going back to the Greenwood game where they didn't even score in the second half, and by now, as you know, some of those reserves are a little bit more experienced, maybe they'll fare better, but that's certainly maybe a more even contest. All right, so Joe Shaw, let's just make sure if he is remaining the quarterback. He's number seven. Or do we have Spangler into the game here? And it is Spangler who's in at quarterback, and he's going to fire when it's nearly intercepted. And David Anderson almost had a second interception, not quite.
He did. He got a good jump on that. Just wasn't able to get his other hand underneath the ball and keep it off the turf.
So let's introduce you to Mr. Spangler. Again, no, they don't give us any heights or weights, so we're kind of without that information. But nonetheless, Bentley Spangler, he's a senior. And again, even the stats at wizsports.net were only through one or two games, so they've played four, so my apologies for that. But nonetheless, both Spangler and Joe Shaw played quarterback, both seniors. So Spangler now on the second down, pitch out on the near side to Fredrickson, and it's going to be illegal procedure against Cornell. So 15 yards and penalties now for them in this contest, and they'll go back to the 30-yard line.
That looked like the wide receiver for Cornell on the far side of the field jumped again. Rain's starting to come down a little harder, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so all of a sudden now the rain has picked up a little bit more than it had. This is more heading in the direction of what it was in the pregame. And Spangler's going to fire, and he's got a receiver on. Oh, and then he dropped the ball. So incomplete. They're saying that it kind of bobbled at that time, and now all of a sudden we're getting the rain into the
yes,
press box here. Anthony Schofield, the sophomore, with that one. All right, well, it seemed like a good idea to pull the window earlier. But we do have another one, I guess. I don't know, whatever. All right, it creates a third and 15 for Cornell from the 30-yard line. 5:28 to go, first quarter. It was like a long quarter of the Max, but a positive one, 26-0 McDonald. Spangler now under center from the 30. Fredrickson behind him. Receivers two to the left, one to the right. In a wingback position. Long count. And he'll dish one, kind of a pass to the side. Oh, and that actually, that is Joe Shaw, who went back into quarterback, and he completed it to Spangler, and it was no gain. And maybe a loss. And maybe even a fumble that McDonald recovered.
Yeah, it looked like Isaac Crawford came in there, put a pretty good hit on him, and must have jarred that ball loose.
Yeah. So there's a loss of two on that, and completion by Joe Shaw, and then the fumble lost. On the play, the third turnover, and they go with the fumble and the interception as the rains have returned. It's like Mother Nature is crying, then stopping, then crying again today here. All right, McDonald taking over now from the 28-yard line. Smisky back to pass, three-step drop, goes off to the left side, finds Anderson, and he's dragged down there at about the 18, and that was Joe Shaw on the tackle.
Yeah, David Anderson just running a short route, just ran down the field, turned around. Grant got the ball there, and he didn't have, I think he got an extra 2 yards maybe after the catch.
Yeah, so just short of the first down. Hard not to call it a gain of 10. Second down, and Smisky comes over to the right side to Anderson again. He's going to shake off one tackler, shake off another, and get himself into the end zone for the touchdown. An 18-yard touchdown as the Macs go up 33-0.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, they're giving David a pretty good cushion out there, and Grant's just able to just throw the ball right down the line and let David do his thing with it. And, you know, you probably want to come up and press David a little more, but he's just got such great speed that he could get around you pretty quick, too. So,
the 18-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson as McDonald goes for that extra point. Cale Holm, the boot is up. And it is through. 33-0 McDonald back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky at Rainy Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. I kind of liked it better when it wasn't raining, especially. It's always the personal thing in terms of the rain coming into the booth. But we're not going to melt.
No. And it's just the wind's bringing, must be a slight breeze bringing it in here a little bit. But we're dry.
Yeah. All right. So Holm with the boot. It's going to be short of the end zone, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 4 or 5. So, again, that third time today that the kick has gone out of bounds for the Max. And it gives, that's the best offense, truly, that Cornell's had is McDonald's short kicks.
Yeah.
Kicks out of bounds, I should say.
Yep. Yeah, they get started at the 35 with that. So far, the defense just doing a phenomenal job here.
I'm a little asleep at the wheel. So let me say, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And the Max, of course, scoring that touchdown. They were in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. JohnsonRolloffService.com. All right, the rain continuing here, and from the 35, going right to left, Cornell here, first quarter, 4:43 left in it. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky on the call. Max homecoming Saturday, a fumble again on the ground. Max have recovered two already. Could it be a third? And the Max have a third fumble on the handoff that time to Fredrickson. The miscue, three fumbles, four turnovers, three fumbles lost, four turnovers overall for Cornell in the first quarter, and we haven't played 8 minutes.
Yeah, that handoff exchange that Cornell has going there, it's so long, and the quarterback's got his hand out or with the ball in it in one hand for just so long, and McDonald able to get in there and just knock that out. So
right. And so as the rain seemed to pick up here a little bit more, and McDonald taking over from the 30-yard line.
Looks like Kale Holm in that quarterback.
All right, so they've got the backup quarterback here. Not even 8 minutes into the first quarter, and the just for one play, maybe. Now he's coming over to the sideline to talk to Mark Maloney, and I think Eli Stepp was a runner, too.
Yep, Eli Stepp in at running back. It looks like they got a bunch of new guys in, so we'll kind of have to sort through them.
Gain of one on the play for Stepp to the 29 as the rain continues. Second down, and Holm going to pitch one high, and Stepp going to take it on the near side, and he's going to be dragged down about the 21-yard line. And so a gain of 8 on the play. And on this play, it looks like Ryder Sullivan is coming in. Now, is he? All right, maybe this is going to continue. Holm comes over and gets the instruction from Coach Maloney. So gain of 8, third and 1 for the Max. Third and a long one, maybe. And cutting into the defense to about the 15-yard line for McDonald is Alan Minan, the junior running back. And to give him a gain of 7 to the 15-yard line. So getting some of the backup running backs in here early for McDonald today.
Yeah, and, Kale's playing quarterback. He does play a lot on the offense at receiver, and Allen starts on defense, but he's playing fullback here, and same with Eli.
Yeah. All right, so Kale Holm from the 15-yard line. He'll hand it off, and Stepp, he'll get it and be down to about the 10-yard line, maybe the 9, depending on where they place that. And amongst the tacklers in for Cornell, that time on my wet sheet here, Preston Fredrickson.
It does look like...
They'll call it the 10. They'll call it the 10.
Looks like we have the starting old line still in the game.
Yeah, and that's good. So get those guys their reps ahead of the big game against New Auburn next week. Rain continuing to fall. And the pitch out to Stepp on the near side. He's going to cruise all the way into the end zone and score. And the Max go up 39-0 as Eli Stepp scores on a 10-yard run. He had 4 carries for 23 yards on the drive as the Max take a commanding 39-0 lead.
Yeah, just the offense of the Max right now just overpowering anything that Cornell can throw at them.
And it comes with 2:28 left in the first quarter, and so Holm not only quarterbacking it, but he'll look to kick the extra point here with Dawson Moulton in to hold. Was not in on the series on the 30-yard drive. And the boot from home is through. 40-0, McDonald. 2:28 left in the first quarter. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back at Duray Field, Chippewa Falls. Make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. It's 58% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com. 40-0, McDonald in the first quarter. Again, they put 46 points on the board in the first half against Greenwood and didn't score the rest of the game. They won 47-12 last Friday night, but 40 already in 9.5 minutes. All right, and this one comes off of Spangler, and he's going to run it and get to the 21-yard line where he's tackled by the Max, and that's Ryan Smisky.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah, you know, Cornell didn't help their cause by all the turnovers there. It just made it really easy for the Max. A lot of those were in really good field position. So
yep, and again, three McDonald kickoffs out of bounds is with giving them the best offensive weapon.
Yeah.
They're still without a first down now from the 21 yard line, their own 79 yards from a score, trailing 40-0, 2:22 to go first quarter. Spangler on the handoff, Fredrickson to try to do what he can on the right side, and I don't know if he got back to the line of scrimmage or maybe a loss of one on the play.
Dan Fritz on that tackle, and it looks like he's coming out of the game now.
We'll call it the 21, so no gain for Fredrickson. He's at minus eight. Here's his carries on the day, Seth. Preston Fredrickson, zero, minus one. He gained six. Then he lost seven. Then he gained five. He lost eight. He gained two. He lost a fumble on a gain of a loss of five, and so he's no gain on that play. Now he gets this handoff, and he'll crash through the middle of the McDonald defense and get out from the 21 to about the 26-yard line. So he says, take that, Mr. Halverson. I can run for positive yards.
Yeah.
Gain of five.
Yeah, Eli stepping on that tackle. So it looks like, I would say most of the starting defense is off the field now. I see Eli step.
Yeah.
Is kind of remaining in there and probably just to prevent the home run play.
Sure.
Right now.
And a third down and four now from the third and five maybe from the 26. They got to get to the 31, and they go Fredrickson again up the middle. Or was it Spangler? It was looked to be number four, Spangler, who threw the ball back. So Spangler that time, gain of one to the 27. So now it's a fourth and four. They need to get to the 31, but they set up in a punting formation. Trailing 40-0 to the Max. The clock, 40 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. And Max with number 21, Isaac Crawford, the freshman, back to get it, but it's going to go out of bounds.
But probably not a bad move there. Isaac's pretty shifty, so if you've kicked, punted cleanly to him, he'd have a chance to take it. So
one of the bright lights of the future of McDonald, eight-player football. Yeah,
yep.
Don't see a lot. Maybe we'll see more of him as this game. Again, it's been a lengthy first quarter, very positive. I mean, the Max put 40 points on the board. You want some offense, you got it. And, again, four costly Cornell turnovers. Just inside the 45-yard line as the Max go left to right, as it'll be Cale Holm again coming out on the field for Coach Mark Maloney's guys, looking to go 5-0 and 2-0 in the conference, looking to match New Auburn atop the conference now, beating Prairie Farm 25-20 last night. Pitch out Crawford, and he's going to get one right away to the 40, the 35, the 30. There he's going to go all the way down the sideline, still going. Still on his feet, Crawford, all the way down to about the 6 yard line. How about that? 39 yards in his initial carry.
Yeah, he's Isaac is very strong and he's fast and he's got a lot of good traits you want a running back to have, and we just saw it right there.
Yeah. And a timeout is called. We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports, the Max homecoming game leading 40-0 first quarter over Cornell.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
We're near the end of the first quarter, but stick around after the second quarter. It's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We'll have a lot of great clips, great plays of the half. And then later at the end of the contest, it's the post-class and mirror post-game show with the Holly Bovee names, you know, stats, recap, and more great clips, great plays of the game. So besides calling the action, we've got stats, we've got highlights, we've got Seth's insightful commentary. He's gone to the John Madden School of... The first thing they teach you is put on your glasses, which is a great thing.
Yeah,
you
know, I should have done that a couple games ago, but, you know.
Us guys and our pride, you know.
Yeah, yep.
All right, it's first and goal for the Max. Holm, the handoff right up the middle, and plowing into the end zone for the touchdown. Let me catch the number. And it's Alan Minen who takes it in. So Minen from 6 yards out for the score. And McDonald up now 46-0, still in the first quarter. Moulton to hold for Holm, who'd been the quarterback on that short drive. The boot is on the way, and it's no good this time. 46-0 McDonald, 15.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Right. 46-0 McDonald, 15.9 seconds left in this first quarter. And again, that's the total number of points they had in the first half against Greenwood in the first game of the season.
Just a lot of short fields really made some really quick scoring for McDonald. And now we got the second team in, and I think they scored with, I think it probably took them 15 seconds.
I think we're going to see the third string quarterback eventually, because I see Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan Bogus.
Nathan Bogus is warming up.
Yep.
And there's the kickoff return by Cornell on the far side, and get all the way to about the 44-yard line. So that is their best kickoff return of the day. And that was number seven, Jaden Joas Shaw, who, again, an eight player. You see your quarterback sometimes as your return guys more often than an 11-player football. You get your best athletes out there. He goes all the way to the Cornell 43. So that is their best field position of the day. They're still without a first down, trailing 46-0 as we've got 9.5 seconds left in the first quarter. Be interesting. They keep records for everything. It'd be interesting to know what is the longest first quarter, because this is probably the longest of the McDonald season, right?
It sure seems like it.
Because you've had all those touchdowns, and
yes,
you've had breaks, and Zach is back at the studio going, wow, you just want one spot every time, Mark. Okay. All right. Here we go from the 43, 57 yards from a score. A little bit of movement on the Max side, and we'll see if it's a legal procedure or if he was drawn off or it was just an offside on the McDonald defender, and it looks like it's going to be against the Max.
Yeah, just getting a little antsy. Maybe, I don't know that if he's, that was the defensive end, if he'd been out here yet, but probably
right.
Just getting ready to go here.
A lot of those young bucks again.
Yeah.
You know, talk about eight player, and Cornell talked about being up to 25 guys. McDonald looking to be, you know, that size or more. And that, again, you have not as many players with eight, but still want as many players to draw from. And there's Fredrickson working his way through the McDonald defense, which has more backups, and he gets the first down of the afternoon from the 48, about a 12-yard run for Fredrickson that time.
Yeah, good run. And
That'll end the quarter. We're back in 1 minute. McDonald leading 46-0. Cornell, their first down of the game in McDonald Cherry for the first time all day. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Mark Alverson, Seth Smisky back at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. It's homecoming. Cornell gets their first down of the game. And now Spangler, the quarterback, has the handoff on the left side. I believe Fredrickson, he's been the primary ball carrier. And no, that's number 80 that time. Noah Kripe. Yeah, Noah Kripe, actually. Number 80, you don't think of as a ball carrier. But, yeah, Kripe going for a couple yards to the 38. His first carry of the afternoon. And Noah is a senior. So for Coach Spiegel.
Justin Quall getting in on that tackle, playing the right defensive end.
Gain of, we'll call it 2, 2nd and 8, going left to right now, switching directions after that long first quarter. And Spangler's going to get brought down. And good job by the Max. A little confusing, was that a run play or a pass play? And statistically, it would be if a run play, you put it in his category. If it's a sack, what did you think?
I think we give him the sack, you know.
You think
I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right. So Spangler sack minus 4 is what we'll do, and that creates a 3rd and 12 now for Cornell, trailing 46-0. Yes, the Max 46 points in that first quarter, and that'll. You know, we talked earlier about the third quarter. They're 43-0 have outscored their opponents. That's been their quarter, but their coach had challenged them, get out to a fast start. And I think they can say, how about 46-0? All right, back to pass now, rolling Spangler. He's going to come to the near side and now run the 40, and he runs into a McDonald defender who takes him down, and that is big number 8 that time, Luke Anderson, the freshman. How about that?
Yeah, that's great. Luke, that's David's little brother. So,
okay.
Yep, football in the family there.
That's
he showed
for sure.
It. Good hit.
8-yard run for Spangler before he gets wrapped up one-on-one, and again, the freshman, Luke Anderson, preventing him from getting that first down. Now, though, I think a 4th and 4, you go for it if you're Cornell, right? I mean,
yes,
the 34-yard
yes.
line, you're down 34-0.
Yeah, and they're starting to move the ball a little bit, get a few more positive plays. So, yeah, absolutely.
So tell us about Luke. What does he project? He's going to be a wide receiver like his brother?
Yep, I think so. I think he'll be kind of the same thing, wide receiver, defensive back.
Yep. All right. Fredrickson, the lone back with Spangler under center. He'll pitch it to Fredrickson, near side. Got to get to the 30, and he does for the first down against that Max defense, which is a lot of reserves right now. But second first down for Cornell. And Fredrickson from the 34 to, they're going to say the 30. I mean, he just got it. They may, okay, they've already moved it. But, yeah, that's, they didn't put it the 29. It was the...
No.
So Fredrickson up to 13 yards on the positive side now for the day. From the 30, going left to right. Spangler, the senior, under center. Fredrickson, the tailback, the junior. He'll get it at the 35 on the far side, and he'll try to get it back up to the 30, the 29-yard line before he's brought down. A host of Macs are there. I see Bryce Meyer, the sophomore. A lot of young guys, freshmen and sophomores
yes.
right now.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's primarily what's out there is freshmen and sophomores.
What a great opportunity for them, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And Yeah, Isaac in on that play right away. Again, I think he's just got to lower his pad level a little bit. He's trying to tackle him up around the shoulders, and I think if he drops down, he'll have some good defensive plays here.
Second and 9 for Cornell from the McDonald 29. Spengler under center. Fredrickson, the junior tailback. Back to pass. Now he's going to go and go to hurl one, and it's over the middle and completed to the starting quarterback, Jaden Joas Shaw, who catches his first pass of the day. And Shaw has thrown it to Spengler, and so why not Spengler to Shaw? And this goes from the 29 to the 23 in a gain of 6. It's somewhat reminiscent of what we saw last week at Bruce, remember, with the multiple. They had three different quarterbacks they went to.
Yeah. They paid each one a lot. It was
right.
But Ryder Sullivan in on that tackle there. So, and Ryder is a junior, but it's good to see Ryder out there. Ryder's just been a great teammate through the years.
He can do it running back too, right? Backup running back,
yep.
Yeah. All right, 3rd and 3 from the McDonald 23, knocking on the red zone, rolling to the right. Spengler, it looks like he wants to run, and he's going to try to turn it upfield short of the first down as the Max in on the tackle that time. Among the tacklers, Isaac Crawford again, the freshman linebacker.
Yeah, Isaac got
no gain on the play.
No, yeah, he's got a good eye for the ball. He covered ground, a lot of ground in a hurry.
And so I thought maybe the quarterback had got to the 23, but the ref's down there, and he says no. Had got maybe to the 22. They say no, the 23. So now 4th and 3, Cornell converted last time, and Spengler talking with Coach Spiegel on the far side, donning the rain poncho, understandably, today. And so now to the huddle Spengler goes. Clock ticking. This is moving a lot faster than the first quarter.
It is.
Keeping it on the ground just about every time. Here we go. It's 4th and 3. Knocking on the red zone, and now heaving one over the middle. It's caught, and then he comes back behind the line of scrimmage. It'll depend on the mark, and I don't think there's any way you can give it to him because he caught it close to the 20, but he came back of his own free will and volition, and so the Max will take over. The pass was to Jaden Joas Shaw, and ultimately no gain on the play.
Yeah, I think if they could have gave him forward progress, but he just, he kind of ran the other way.
Right, he caught it, and it. Yeah, it was one of those where he himself initiated the backwards and all the way back. So the Max, 77 yards from Pater. And Cale Holm will check back in here for McDonald at quarterback. Number 3, he's just a sophomore, right? We lose sight of the fact he's got the challenge of playing in the shadow of Grant, the junior Grant Smiski, who's been a starter since his freshman year. But Cale does other things, right?
Oh, yeah. Cale is...
He
does most things well, you know, and it doesn't matter what sport he's playing either, whether it's basketball or baseball, or I think he had the highest batting average on the baseball team this year. So Cale is very talented.
And so was that Cale who ran that time, or was it? I think I'm going to get credited to Cale on the run that time. So. Could be mistaken. We're trying our best here. And home for the first run of the day for him. And a gain of 3 out to the 26, 2nd and 7. On the right side, this is going to be Crawford. He slips and falls down back at the 24.
Cornell playing good defense. They got out on the edge that time, and Isaac went to make a cut and just kind of slipped there.
Yeah. I think I can use some of the Grant Smiski stat space because he may not play the rest of the day.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't think so.
But the big game against New Auburn on Friday night, and that'll be one we want the Mac fans to turn out and root the club on. Their big conference game coming up at New Auburn next Friday night. And here goes Crawford, the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Crawford, after a 2-yard loss in the previous play, goes 76 yards for a score.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Just he got the corner and he was gone, and there wasn't much out there for defense. So here we go, 52-0.
76 yard run for Crawford, and I'm gonna have to do the math because 76 and 37 for his 113 yards rushing on the day, and his first touchdown. He'd had the 39 yard run that had set up the earlier score. And again, that's a lot of speed, and that's what opponents have to look forward to. As he's one of the, backup running backs for McDonald.
Yeah, we are fortunate to have some very good talent at the running back position.
Yeah. And it's good, the extra point. 53-0 McDonald on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute on Max TV as well.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
You got to keep your eyes out with this Isaac Crawford. You got to keep your eyes out there all the time. You never know when he's going to get one and take it to the house. He could do it from any point on the field.
Yeah, he can anywhere. He can. He's a threat, that's for sure.
A 76-yard run. They had pinned him for a 2-yard loss the play before, and I think they got him upset. So he said, I'll take the next one on the other sideline and go to the house. And now he's actually going to boot the kickoff as well. And it's going to go bobbled around the 15-yard line to the 20, the 25, and advancing out is Jaden Joas-Shaw to about the 29-yard line where Cornell will take over, trailing 53-0. Well, you feel for the Chiefs. They got a couple of first downs in that last possession. They got stopped at the McDonald 23, and then the Macs take it 76-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, you do. You do feel for them, they're like we were there once too.
Right.
And the thing is, it gets better.
You're going to put in reserves, but you can't. Right, that's a significant step. But you the only way to play football is all out. Right, there's no half-hearted.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So yeah, you can't, and especially with the second team, they're out there trying to show what they can do
right.
as well. So yep.
All right, and so under center, this is Spangler. Piece of miscommunication and a run for no gain for Fredrickson. Fredrickson had 14 yards on the afternoon prior to that carry, and he'll stay at 14 on 14 carries, so averaging 1 yard per carry. As McDonald.
Yeah, just, watching that handoff there, there's just been too many plays like that for Cornell where there's just not crisp mm-hmm. in the backfield. So
and again, four turnovers earlier. We talked about that, the costliness of that. As Spangler, the senior under center, the junior tailback, Fredrickson again, receiver split to the right. And Spangler tries to take it himself, but the Macs defense led by notable young reserves.
It looked like 25 Hayden Christofferson in to make that stop.
And Caden Boo is getting off the bottom, too, the sophomore defensive back. So Spangler on the carry that time and a gain of one. So he's got five carries for 12 yards and the 31-yard line and clock stops at 1:32. So we've got a timeout back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
WOGO Sports, my friend Eric is at the Altoona. They have the ginormous Pumpkin Fest or something today.
Okay.
And he talked about getting ready to judge all of these dessert entries. And I asked, I'm like, do you have to taste each one? He said, 39 entries.
Oh, wow.
I mean, can you imagine 39 entries in a dessert competition?
You better like pumpkin, but
get me.
Boy, I was gonna say, how do you get nominated for that job? That doesn't sound too bad. I mean,
oh my,
you might be feeling a little bit by the time you get to 30, but
wow, All right. Rolling to the right. And Spangler's pass almost intercepted. That was like one of those Packer near picks last week. And
yes.
That is number 25, Hayden Christofferson, the freshman. So, again, a lot of young guys on getting wonderful varsity first half playing opportunities here.
Yeah, and that would have been a great opportunity for Hayden there had he come down with that. But.
And he might have taken it away.
Yeah, yep.
That's just such a surprise, right? You know, at the outset of any offensive play, you're not the intended receiver, but, boy, you want those and you need those hands, especially those linebackers and defensive backs, to be ready. We say that all the way up to the professional level. So Spangler, the third, is it fourth down, actually, fourth down and nine from the 31. And they're back in a punting position. And there's the boot. And the Max will field it at the 36-yard line with a fair catch. And that is Hayden Christofferson taking over there after the punt that time from Cornell. All right, so McDonald, their own 36, late first half. The clock ticking down now, and again, using kind of a running clock as we've gone even here ahead of halftime with the 53-0 McDonald advantage. I'm not sure they'll even get off a play. They won't. So we'll go to the half and take a three-minute break here. Head you to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We got our great clips, great plays of the half as well. McDonald 53 and Cornell nothing on this homecoming Saturday on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome to the Hy-V Halftime Show. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky with you here, WOGO Sports on a homecoming Saturday afternoon. And WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio. Wow. All I can say is wow. I mean, 53-0 at halftime, Seth.
Yeah, that's kind of what we expected. And it's good to see it come to fruition where, you know, I mean, if it's halftime and it's only 20-0, you're like, what's going on here? But they did what we expected, so it's good to see.
Let me tell you, yeah, on paper it kind of maybe suggested it could play out this way. The Hy-V Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-V grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-V Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-V, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And later in the halftime, we'll get to the great clips, great plays of the half, and we'll take that. That'll come after yet another break. But, again, trying to recap this overall. Again, on paper, if we looked at it, we knew that Cornell had had some lopsided losses. They lost to Athens 44-0 to start the season. They lost at Alma Center-Linker 74-0. Gilman beat them 77-zip. And then last week at Prairie Farm, they lost 56-6. So pretty lopsided scores heading in, and 53-0 at the half. But, again, Coach Maloney, pretty early, even in the first quarter, going to his bench.
Yeah, it wasn't, boy, it must have been at least 3 minutes left first quarter. He was already going to the bench. So, yeah, just some fast scoring. You know, that punt return by David just added to it. So it's, it's been great for us. And you know, you kind of feel for Cornell, but, you know, they're rebuilding, like you said, and it'll get better year to year.
Right. And so, again, giving you somewhat of an idea early on, they had a fumble that after 11-yard loss. McDonald, I think we'll have that in our highlights for you. And then McDonald, a 3-yard touchdown pass to Miles Flanagan out to that initial lead. And then later, the Macs get the ball back. There were 4 turnovers. Again, kind of recapping the overview. I mean, 3 lost fumbles and an interception all helping the Macs. And we've seen that against some of these other opponents as well. You just can't afford to do that, especially McDonald taking care of the football as they need to.
Yeah, and just very, very efficient on offense, and you give them short fields, and they turn those into points really easy, which leads to this lopsided score here.
Dawson Moulton catching a 26-yard pass, having a 4-yard touchdown run, an interception by David Anderson led to a 23-yard TD pass to him, and he also took a 40-yard punt return to the house as well with 5:38 to go first quarter, an 18-yard touchdown pass to Anderson. So what a half for him, huh? Defensively an interception, 2 touchdown passes, and a punt return, and he's just a junior like your son Grant, so.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing. Like you're watching this game, and you're like, oh wow, that kid's just a sophomore.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And Isaac, just a
Isaac
freshman,
Crawford,
you know?
Right? He had the 39-yard run, and then he had the 76-yard touchdown run as well. Alan Minen with a 6-yard TD run, and Eli Stepp. So a lot of guys getting in on the action here in this first half. We'll take another 3-minute timeout. When we come back, those great clips, great plays of the half. The Macs lead it, commanding style here, 53-0 on a homecoming Saturday on WOGO Sports and Macs TV.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
WOGO Sports, as we're getting things ready for the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Well, you are the dad of the quarterback, so if anybody's got inside information. So Grant playing just a very short time today, but maybe he wasn't physically 100% either.
Yeah, he's a little dinged up. Got a little dinged up in practice. It was probably a good thing that he got to rest a little bit today. And he just kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit. So just give that a little more time to heal.
More time to heal for that big conference game. The two teams undefeated on their way to being undefeated in the conference. New Auburn beating Prairie Farm 25-20 last night. The Macs up big here, 53-0. So let's get to those great clips. Great plays of the half now, and brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Just got my haircut there a couple weeks ago. They did a great job. Just got a compliment at breakfast today from my good friend Jason, so there you go. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great, and this first half certainly was. More highlights than we probably have time to bring you, so let's do what we can here on WOGO. Let me go back to the start of the half and the first of many highlights on WOGO and Max TV.
Yes, he is.
He's a big tree. All right. And now rolling out, the quarterback trying to get out of there, and they bust into him. And did he fumble the football? Shaw, did he fumble trying to run to the left? And I think McDonald recovered the football. Well, from the three. Smisky takes it. Fakes one way. Goes the other way. He's got a little toss, and there's the touchdown pass.
All
and
right.
The Macs are on the board. Right away as it's caught by Miles Flanagan. And Miles, his second catch of the season, a three-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, that's great to see. I thought I overheard him talking a little bit about Miles getting a touchdown today. So Miles being a senior, it's really cool to see him get a touchdown there.
As they're cutting into the kind of like a hot knife through butter here. So now the Macs in this eight-player game with Smisky stepping up with lone running back behind him. And they're trying Moulton more and more in that wing back position. And he's going to go out for a pass. They'll heave one downfield. Moulton's going to come under it and catch it down about the four-yard line. So a 26-yard connection from Smisky to Moulton. And, again, Moulton not in the backfield today throughout this series. Back to and hand off up the middle, and there's the touchdown. And Moulton goes ahead and scores it from 4 yards out. And the Macs
take a 13-0 lead with 7:32 to go in the first half. Joe Shaw under center, Fredrickson behind him. Receiver split left and right. Back to pass. Now he'll roll to the left. Here comes the McDonald rush. He heaves one, and it's intercepted by the Max. And David Anderson picks it off at about the 23-yard line, and a good job stepping in front of the intended receiver.
Good. He's a wide receiver, so you don't have to worry about him dropping it as much. But, yeah, good interception by David.
Good job by David with 7:21 to go. And now we pick things up with the McDonald offense from the 23-yard line. Grant Smiski, he'll fire and hit his receiver, a little move, and it's going to be Anderson who's going to score the touchdown on the very next play. David Anderson in the 23-yard reception from Grant Smiski, and the contest goes to 19-0. And Cornell is Noah Kripe, the senior, and fielded by the Max, and David Anderson racing all the way in for a score. Anderson for a score on the punt return with 5:38 to go first quarter, and the Max go up 25-0. Up a second down, and Smiski comes over to the right side to Anderson again. He's going to shake off one tackler, shake off another, and get himself into the end zone for the touchdown. An 18-yard touchdown as the Max go up 33-0. Auburn next week. Rain continuing to fall. And the pitch out to step on the near side. He's going to cruise all the way into the end zone and score. And the Max go up 39-0 as Eli Stepp scores on a 10-yard run. He had four carries for 23 yards on the drive as the Max take a commanding 39-0 lead. 2-0 in the conference, looking to match New Auburn atop the conference now, beating Prairie Farm 25-20 last night. Pitch out Crawford, and he's going to get one right away to the 40, the 35, the 30. There he's going to go all the way down the sideline, still going. Still on his feet, Crawford all the way down to about the 6-yard line. How about that? 39 yards in his initial carry. Just some of the highlights, some of the great clips, great plays of the half here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. I should say after that 39-yard run by Crawford, there was a 6-yard touchdown run by Alan Minen. Made it 46-0. And then finally we did get Isaac Crawford takes it 76 yards for the final touchdown of the first half. And that coming with about 15 seconds left in the half. The extra point was good. 53-0 at intermission, Seth. So we've still got 2 minutes left on that clock before we get to halftime. We'll take another two-minute timeout when we come back. The second half in this homecoming Saturday, the Max leading in this conference game over Cornell, 53-0 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Zach Wycheck. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios, manning the controls here on this homecoming football game as Cornell, even though they're down 53-0, it's the Macs' turn because the Macs kicked off, so the Macs to receive it. And again, you're going to continue to see a lot of these backups like Isaac Crawford. He's just a freshman, but, man, the kid can run, huh?
Yeah, he can. And you know, actually, I don't even know if we'll see Isaac. It seems like every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, right. So, we'll see what they can do with that. All right, there's a short scrimping kick. And the Max Christofferson going to take it here, number 25 for McDonald. That's Hayden Christofferson, the freshman, another freshman. I mean, you can't go any younger than a freshman in
no.
a varsity football game.
Yep. Yeah, we are. We got some good talent, and it's great.
Yeah. So let's get things ready to go, and we'll get our recording in place here for the second half highlights. And for McDonald, we got Homer. No, we're to the third-string quarterback. And the handoff, Crawford, he's going to shake off and get to about a 7-yard gain before two tacklers. And both quarterbacks, actually, Spangler and Joas Shaw, wrap up the freshman, Crawford. He had 113 yards and a touchdown in that first half.
Yeah.
And he goes for seven there, 120 yards rushing. So guess what? Dawson Moulton's not going to be your leading ground gainer today for the Max. And again, for McDonald, this is Nathan. Help me out with the last name.
Bogus, I believe is how they say.
Yeah. And pitch out Crawford, and he's going to, spin away. And now he's got defenders. This is going to be a big, big loss. And they got him behind the line of scrimmage initially, and then he bounced back. And so that one.
Yeah, just good penetration by the Cornell defense. They were in there right now.
Yeah.
And were able to get that just as it was kind of a pitch out, and Isaac barely got the ball before a guy was in his face. So probably lucky it wasn't a turnover there.
Right. So that was like a loss of about 10 on the play because it went from 2nd and 3 to 3rd and 13. Bogus under center, eye formation behind him. He's going to fake it, roll it to the right. Bogus looking and running and out of bounds. No gain on the play for Nathan Bogus. Again, Bogus, the quarterback, just a freshman. So a lot of freshmen into this contest here for Coach Maloney at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not sure what if that was a design run or pass. If it was a pass, he didn't really look upfield. So
right.
Not sure what went on there.
And now in a fourth down situation, 4th and 13, and Bogus is going to punt it, and it's going to go out of bounds, hit the 30, and then takes a McDonald roll down toward the 25 or so. So the first possession for the Max, but again, freshman predominantly with Bogus at quarterback, and Crawford carrying it a couple of times. Had a lot of success earlier, but they had him figured out after that initial carry. And they're going to say the 24-yard line. So a nice McDonald roll on the Bogus punt of about 33 yards total.
Yeah, now we'll let the defense kind of set the tone here. And
again, 53-0, it is a running clock, so inside of 9 minutes already. So, again, the first quarter may ultimately prove longer than the other three quarters. You know?
Yes.
All right, McDonald now on defense with Spangler, the senior under center. He did not start at quarterback. They were going with Joas Shaw, and then slips and falls for a loss of 3 for Spangler. So, again, in the first half, he had 5 carries for 12 yards. Now 6 carries for 9 yards on the afternoon. You know, we did a lot of things at halftime, but probably stats recap, not as much. We'll save that for our postgame for you here. 2nd and 13 from the 21, going right to left. Cornell, same direction they went in the first quarter. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky on the call. Thanks for joining us here on WOGO Sports. Homecoming Saturday. 8 minutes now left in the quarter. And Spangler going to run it up the middle himself, the 25, the 30. And there's some McDonald Max seeing to it. It doesn't get any further, including number 13, Ryder Sullivan, the junior.
Yeah. Good to see Ryder in on that play. And Luke Anderson was there to help him out. So that one, I think if it would have got past those two guys, he would have been.
Yeah.
He would have been, I don't know if he would have scored, but he would have got quite a few more yards.
Yep. So a gain of 9 on the play. They're going to call the 30-yard line. So 3rd and 4. They're really 3rd and 5. I think you got to get to the 34, basically. So, yeah, 3rd and 4 from the 30. So there we go. All right, Spangler with Fredrickson, the lone tailback. Two players in the wingback position on each side. Pitch out right side, Fredrickson. Fredrickson as it pushed out, and he goes out of bounds, short of the first down. I had to get to the 34. And that keeps that clock going with the running clock. McDonald with a 53-point advantage, and only a gain of 1 on the play for Fredrickson, 15 yards on 15 carries. So 1 yard per tote for him against the McDonald starters and the backups collectively. And now 4th and 3, and one presumes they're going to go for it, down 53-0, and the rains are picking up again. So Katie, bar the window here, I guess.
Yep.
Oh, boy, it's just been on again, off again today. I've already tried the Mother Nature cry joke, so we'll leave that alone. Fredrickson on the near side trying to sprint out for that first down. Turns the corner, and I think he got it at the 35.
Yep, looks like he got it.
So, again, that's about – I've got it as 3 first downs for the visitors today, Cornell, and they're going to say the 36-yard line, so a gain of 5 on the play. Well, on and off. We had the rain before the game, and then it stopped, and then into the game we had some more rain. And then it stopped, and now some more rain. So from the 36-yard line now, 1st and 10 for Cornell, trailing big with that running clock. Clock 5:54 left in this third quarter. Spangler on the right side after the fake, and he's going to get wrapped up in a good tackle that time by number 8 for the Max, Luke Anderson.
Yeah, great open field tackle by Luke Anderson. He didn't, you know, he went low and didn't try to hit him high up around the pads and possibly get shook off. That was just great, great technique by Luke there.
Gain of 1 on the play, so Spangler 19 yards on the day to the 37, and it creates a 2nd and 9. And again, that Spangler getting the instructions from Coach Spiegel. Inside of 5:20 left, third quarter, clock moving swiftly as Joeth Shaw, receiver, off to the left side on this 2nd and 9. Scoots in a little bit. And back to pass. Spangler. Here comes the McDonald rush, and he completes it on the far side. And it was completed to Fredrickson. So Spangler with the completion from the 37, gaining only 1, though, on the play to Fredrickson. First pass caught by Preston Fredrickson today, the junior tailback.
Yeah, Caden Boo's in on that tackle there.
So a 3rd down and 8 now for Cornell as the rain, continues here. Spangler in the 3rd and 8, under center. Back to pass. Here comes the McDonald rush, and they're after him. And flags are thrown. Is it going to be a face mask? Justin Quall, the sophomore linebacker.
Yeah, I think it might be a face mask. You know, it looks like Justin's kind of disappointed. He made a great play down there, getting a sack, and must have just got a hold of the face mask.
Yeah, great penetration, but it is, it is a face mask. So, we'll see where they assess the penalty. I mean,
he looked disappointed. It was a great play. He got upfield quick and got to the quarterback. I don't think it was a...
The 38 was the line of scrimmage, but from the 30, it's a 15-yard penalty is what they mark off. So Max with 65 yards in penalties on the day, 45 of those on. And it's still short of a first down, but a good play by Qual. It's have to work on not grabbing the face mask. And the handoff, Noah Kripe on the right side, and Kripe's going to get that first down. So the 4th first down in the day for Cornell is Kripe takes it to about the 50-yard line. He's got 2 carries for 7 yards.
Yeah, they've kind of gone away from running up right up the middle, and they did it there, and a good positive gain.
3 minutes left in this third quarter. To midfield now, Cornell, under the direction of Spangler. Hands it off to Kripe again, and the Max, they're going to have a flag thrown on that one as well. One of the defenders I saw was Ben Wicken. Again, a freshman defensive back.
Yeah, he signaled holding on the offense there.
All right. So Cornell has had 15 yards in penalties. That's the one thing they've beaten McDonald in, not as many penalties. For the Macs, it was so many touchdowns. And if you look for weak spots today, we've got to continue to work on those extra points and then keep the kickoffs in bounds, you know?
Yep.
A couple of things and a 53-0 lead. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot that's been right.
Yeah, and good penetration by the defensive line there.
So McDonald didn't take the penalty?
Yep, they declined it.
They declined it. All right, so second and 10 from the 50. And Spangler, lost ball, fumble. Remember, they lost three fumbles in the first quarter and one interception when McDonald built up a 46-0 lead and gain of one on the play.
Yeah, just another during the quarterback running back exchange. Ball hits the ground, and fortunately, one of the Cornell players was able to see it and get on it.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was. All right, so it's third down and 9 from the McDonald 49. And so we'll say, I guess that was Fredrickson, the gain of 1, but they recovered that one into McDonald territory for one of the few times today. Spangler comes in the near side, intercepted by the Macs, and picked off here by number 13 for McDonald, and that's Ryder Sullivan with the interception.
Great job, Ryder, just sticking with his guy and turning around right at the right time and being able to read that. Good interception for Ryder there.
All right, and so our first highlight of the second half for the Macs. And we'll see, obviously, Nathan Bogus going to come out there. And that comes with the clock now inside of a minute in this fast-moving third quarter. And Bogus, number 12, under center Crawford, the tailback. Fumble, loose ball on the – and Cornell's going to recover it. There's that big number 66 we talked about.
Yep, it didn't look like Nathan, he was going to hand the ball off before he actually secured it in his hands. So he's got to secure that ball first and then go for the handoff.
And now the turnover game is 4 for Cornell and 1 for McDonald, as Cornell will take it over as we head to the fourth quarter. Back in a minute with McDonald up 53-0. Cornell taking over. We'll switch directions on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
And shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Moulton.
Gives off the left side. There's a little bit of a gap. In the clear. All the way down the sideline to the end zone. Touchdown. Devin Butch from 45 yards now.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back for the fourth quarter of this homecoming Saturday tilt. So we're coming up on 2:30. And Cornell going left to right now as we start this fourth quarter. And there's Spangler running it from the 40 to about the 43 as they're going left to right, so the near side. And he's dragged down. He's hobbling a little bit as he comes over here. And one of the Macs, I see number 35 for McDonald, Justin Qual. Again, a very active sophomore linebacker, right?
Yeah. Justin Qual just able to hold the edge just long enough and made him bend that play out towards the sideline, and Isaac was able to come in and kind of clean things up, push him out.
So Spangler is hobbling a little bit. He just went over to the sideline and been a competitor, a gamer, and he wants to keep it going here. And so he is still going to be under center. They do have Joeth Shaw, who is the other quarterback who did start the game at QB. Pitch out Fredrickson. They're going to do the double reverse. And Noah Kripe's going to get it coming around this side and struggles to get back to the line of scrimmage. as they applaud the way the Macs handled that. How about the way the Badgers ran? I don't know if you saw that Badger game last night, but they did a double reverse pass to the quarterback. So that was a unique play. It was not a touchdown, but again, no gain on the play for Cripe.
Yeah, I see. We don't have it on our roster here, but number 63.
For McDonald.
And
that's how far into the bench we've gone. We've gone into guys not even on the roster. We found people in the stands and said, you want to suit up? So
I feel bad because he's been in on a lot of plays, but I don't know who it is.
We can check with the see if the other folks in the booth maybe know. All right, Spangler, the pitch out. Fredericks are going to fake the double reverse. Fredericks are going to keep it here, and nothing doing in the Max defense on the far side. Crawford and others over there this time. And who else do we going to give proper credit? I see number 13, Ryder Sullivan, in as well. So one of the fun things of the day here, and why not, is the participation, right? Because the rain's been kind of a hassle, but, I mean, boy, I talk about a team victory. I mean, everybody's going to feel like they had a part in this one, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody can go home feeling good about this one. It's just a lot of fun and, you know, brings the guys together.
And fourth and seven now. Back to pass, Spangler. Here comes the rush, and they're going to get him for the big loss. And the Max. Boy, flags are thrown. But that, again, is number 35, Justin Quall. But don't tell me he face-masked again. No. Okay, it's against.
All right.
It's against.
But, I was like, no. It looked clean to me. Yeah, it looked like a great play. So
a loss
of
about 14 on the play back to the 30 or so. But, okay, they're holding against Cornell. Declined. First down, McDonald. So we'll see where they mark it on that big sack on the fourth and seven. Qual impressive with his ability to get after the quarterback, whether it's in the pocket or sideline to sideline. They declined the penalty, but why wouldn't he get where the, I don't understand. They declined the penalty, but why wouldn't you get it where the sack was?
Yeah, that's
I
what
mean,
you would think would
the
happen.
Penalty,
that's kind of the point.
But there was
or
a play.
Turnover on.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, so from the 43-yard line, McDonald, first and 10, going right to left with Bogus, the quarterback, the freshman, and he'll hand it off to 25, Hayden Christofferson. And Hayden, his first carry of the day, and knocked his helmet off a little bit, gain of three.
So Alexis, our athletic director, just came over, and she cleared that up. Desian Matthews is number 63 out there.
Okay.
We have him as number six on our program here, but that's Desian in on some plays.
All right. Terrific. Glad we – thank you. The AD covering, even helping us with the broadcast. Second and seven now. Pitch out near side. Crawford, the 40, the 35, the 30, into the secondary. The 25 is still on his feet. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Crawford, touchdown. His second of the day. With 7:44 to go in this fourth quarter, and the Macs go up 59-0.
Great run by Isaac there. Some good moves, some good cuts, and just a couple times Cornell could have had him wrapped up there, but he's able to keep going.
Trying to get the exact distance. I mean, they were at about there'd been a 3-yard run the previous play, and so about a 41-yard touchdown run. And now they're not going to kick. They're going for two. And then there's movement for the Max. So all right, so a legal procedure against the Max, so they'll work on it again. 59-0 McDonald, and with the two-point conversion trying to make, but backed up now back to about the 8-yard line. Bogus has the defenders all over him and nothing doing as he's going to get crushed back there. 59-0, back in a moment on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back in the press box at Duray Field, Chippewa Falls. Is Isaac Crawford taking one of the house from 40-some yards out and giving the Mac, and statistically, I mean, he had 110, so about 151 is what we'll give him here in his second touchdown run of the day. Yeah, you get him. He's got the speed.
Yeah, he does.
And
he
he's just a freshman.
And he's just a freshman.
Yeah.
And these stats go well for a freshman in your overall stats through your career. So,
yeah, there you go. It doesn't hurt.
No, it does not hurt.
And now Cornell taking it and a tackle on the near side as number 85 wrapped up Wesley Smith. He, too, a freshman for Coach Chad Spiegel. Coach Spiegel saying, hey, we're rebuilding. We had more guys out this year. We're encouraged by that. But obviously we're taking some lumps this year, and today no exception. 59-0. They've given up 74 and 77. Of course, the loss to Prairie Farm was 50-something they'd given up in that one just a week ago. But that running clock now inside 4:45 left in this contest here on WOGO. And we need to make sure to take care of our own business here as we juggle the many things that makes a broadcast so fun to do. All right. So Spangler's still in there. And and they lost the football, and the Macs recover a fumble. And the Macs, it's Qual again. Man, that guy is just everywhere. Justin Qual recovers the fumble.
Yeah, Justin, the runner kind of got by him, and he just reached back, and he was able to get his hand around the ball, and he ripped the ball out, and then it just dropped right in front of him, and he jumped on top of it. So
Max takeover at the Cornell 30 here on WOGO Sports.
Yeah,
it's another, again, hang in there if you're McDonald.
Yeah, great job by Justin on that play.
All right, so a lot of the young backups here with Nathan Bogus, the quarterback, I formation behind him. And we've got another tailback, and the young fullback, got it, just got smothered back from the 30 to about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, it looks
and that was Justin Qual.
Yep.
So Qual wearing a lot of hats. And, again, different people like your son, Grant, limited day today. Although, I should say, Grant was 4 out of 4, so he could say, Dad, it was a perfect game.
Yeah.
But, Dawson Moulton, 2 carries for 17 yards, a touchdown. Did catch a pass for 26 yards as well. But Justin Qual there, a loss of 4. And now Bogus over the middle, incomplete. And that one could have gotten intercepted.
Yeah, yep. They were rushing him pretty heavy there, and he had to get rid of it quick. So just good that it didn't get picked off there.
Right. And we had a receiver down the field there. I think it was Will Badzinski, the sophomore. So, again, a lot of these young guys, a lot of the backups getting some action here in the waning moments, 2:40. And now he's going to rifle one off on the right side. Incomplete pass there.
Well, they're kind of treating it like a live ball still.
Wow, they treated it like a lateral. Okay, wow, okay. I know there was a couple of plays for Cornell earlier that I thought were definitely – and is that where they're actually treating it? That was a lateral?
The guys on the chains aren't moving. It looks like
they moved it back to fourth. A lateral. It was a live ball recovered by McDonald. Wow. So from the 34 back to the 49, a loss of 15. I don't know. Who do you statistically assess that? Who wants that? Who wants to pick up that in their stat category?
Well, it did hit him right in the hands.
Which was it?
That was Luke Anderson.
All right. And Bogus is going to kick it out of bounds. So, okay. Sorry, Luke.
Luke.
And that's really a lateral more. So So Luke gets assessed the 15-yard loss on, I guess, like a running play. Hey, you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades. They're now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue, Chippewa Falls. Of course, the Macs had some great first downs today. And those brought to you by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in a yellow truck. Max had some of those long touchdowns, so maybe didn't rack up as many first downs on the day. But, you know, Crawford, touchdowns of over 70 and 40 yards today.
Yeah, looking at the clock here, I don't even know if they'll... Maybe they'll...
Yeah, the final 50 seconds of this contest, Cornell could maybe get in a play or two. You get that running clock going, and it shortens the game drastically. And they're going to take a knee and just kind of play it out. And that will do it, the final 35 seconds. And so we'll take a break and stick around, and we'll come back with the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show on WDOGO Sports. Max Winnett, 59-0 over Cornell.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Time now for the Post Glass and Mirror post game show. Seth Smisky heading down to the field to talk to Victoria's head coach Mark Baloney here shortly. Again, it's quite the journey through the fans, but nonetheless, we'll get him down there and get Coach Maloney here shortly. In the meantime, this is the Post Glass post game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Seth is on the field right now again, 59 to nothing. The Macs just overwhelming their opponent today, led 53 to nothing at the half, had the interception and the touchdown late in the game. McDonald did have the one turnover. As we know that Cornell had five turnovers on the day, four fumbles lost, and the one interception. As Seth Smisky is on the field to talk to head coach Mark Maloney.
Gloves and hat or helmet.
All right, we're here with Coach Maloney. Game kind of went the way we expected, Coach, but we got to see a lot of the second group, the JV team, and that was nice to see. But yeah, you just want to kind of give us your overview of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it did go the way we expected it. You know, they're a young team out there. Cornell does a nice job out there. They're trying their best, and you know, they got some good kids out there. They got some big kids out there. They're going to come along. But again, our varsity team is they finally hit on all cylinders. It seemed like they started out well. They're very aggressive on defense, running the offense very, very well. Throwing a couple of different little wrinkles in there again, letting these guys have some fun on homecoming day. But again, being respectful of Cornell over there. So, you know, we knew it was going to happen. And, you know, Grant and I were kind of talking. I says, how many do you want? And he said, well, I was thinking four. So, and then they ended up, David taking that punt return back. And I says, okay, well, that doesn't count. So we gave him one more. So yeah, David and Grant had an awesome game. Everybody did a really nice job out there. But again, you know, it's great for these guys to have a great homecoming game. Enjoy the night tonight, and now we got to get ready for New Auburn, who's, you know, right now they're tied for in the conference with us at 2-0. So they just come off of a big win over Prairie Farm last night. So we're gonna enjoy the night, and then we're gonna refocus for New Auburn.
Yeah, that makes it a lot more exciting with New Auburn being 2-0 and that being for conference. So yeah, that's great, and I noticed Miles getting that touchdown out there. So. I thought that was really cool, Coach, that Miles could get a touchdown today. So
yeah.
Good job.
It was fun. Again, you know, Grant kind of gets in my ear there, and he says, hey, this is the perfect time to run. And we practiced it. We you know, the stuff that we run, I'll never run something that we don't practice. So, and we practiced that play. So, you know, Grant, hey, Coach, this would be the great time after that fumble recovery there and everything. We got it right down there. And he goes, this would be the perfect time to run overload and get Miles a touchdown. I said, all right, Grant, let's do it. And
right.
They carried it out very, very well. So it's always nice to get those seniors some recognition, too.
All right. Well, hey, congrats, Coach, on another win and just a good classy win. So
yes.
Great job.
Thank you. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
Thanks, Seth Smisky, down on the field with Coach Mark Maloney and the 59 to nothing triumph here on WOGO Sports on this Saturday afternoon, homecoming Saturday. Stick around. We've got the Holly Bovey stats, you know, recap, and the great clips, great plays of the game. It's all ahead on WOGO Sports, the post-class, post-game show coming up.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Home Ice.
Home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Back on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Seth Smisky. Well, I think you got a little bit of the rain like I did beforehand, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. It's just
It's only fair, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Hey, it's time now for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And again, looking at the stats today, one of the things that jumps out to me, Isaac Crawford, the freshman, he kind of made a splash today, six carries, 151 yards. That's even with a 10-yard loss. He had touchdown runs of over about 74 and 40-some yards. We will get that 40-some yard return, which he had as the last score for McDonald today. But that's one of the things jumping out at me from these stats here today.
Yeah, huge game by Isaac. That's just those long runs, and, you know, you include touchdowns with them. Just a great great day for him.
I mean, playing defense, and he got to even kick today.
Yeah,
so
yep.
There you go. Also, Grant Smisky, a little bit of a banged-up ankle, still started 4-4 through a couple of touchdown passes. One, as you mentioned, to Miles Flanagan, the senior, a 23-yarder to David Anderson. And so, again, able to get him some extra rest today. So, Dad, make sure he takes care of that ankle. Got the big game Friday night at 2-0 New Auburn here in the conference. They're 3-2 overall. But for these McDonald Macs, just a lot of guys got in the action. You talk about everybody from Dawson Moulton, two carries, 17 yards, a touchdown, caught a 26-yard pass. But so many different players. You got three different guys in at quarterback. I mean, it was a true team effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some takeaways. It was nice to see Dawson and Grant hook up on that one long pass. And then David kind of got going a little bit today with the two touchdowns there and the punt return. So good to see David. Just, you know, I mean, David, David's a great player.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see him continue that.
And the big thing, as the competition does stiffen, and it will, obviously, I mean, you've got your eye on, you talked about Gilman and got tested last night, 6-6 at the half with Owen Withy. And so some of those tough teams, McDonald has beaten Thorpe and Owen Withy. You know, again, you continue to position yourself, but take care of business and trying to win that conference is job one, right?
Yep, absolutely. And you don't want to let down or get complacent, and they certainly didn't today.
They're going to get a test against New Auburn next Friday night, and a little bit shorter week coming out a Saturday to a Friday. But let's get you some of those highlights now. We had the Great Clips great plays of the half, but now of the game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up for a next cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Here's some highlights. Oh, from the three. Smisky takes it, fakes one way, goes the other way. He's got a little toss, and there's the touchdown pass.
All
and
right.
The Macs are on the board right away as it's caught by Miles Flanagan. And Miles, his second catch of the season at three. As they're cutting into the kind of like a hot knife through butter here. So now the Macs in this eight-player game with Smisky stepping up, with lone running back behind him. And they're trying Moulton more and more in that wing back position. And he's going to go out for a pass. They'll heave one downfield. Moulton's going to come under it and catch it down about the four-yard line. So a 26-yard connection from Smisky to Moulton. And, again, Moulton not in the backfield today throughout this series. Back to and hand up the middle, and there's the touchdown. And Moulton goes ahead and scores it from 4 yards out. And the Macs take a 13-0 lead. Joah Shaw under center, Fredrickson behind him. Receiver split left and right. Back to pass. Now he'll roll to the left. Here comes the McDonald rush. He heaves one, and it's intercepted by the Macs. And David Anderson picks it off at about the 23-yard line. And good.
Good. He's a wide receiver, so you don't have to worry about him dropping it as much. But,
right.
Yeah, good interception by David.
Good job by David with 7:21 to go. And now we pick things up with the McDonald offense from the 23-yard line. Grant Smisky, he'll fire and hit his receiver. A little move, and it's going to be Anderson who's going to score the touchdown on the very next play. David Anderson in the 23-yard reception from Grant Smisky, and the contest goes to 19-0. And, again, we haven't even played 5 minutes of the first quarter. And, again, Seth Smisky, we talked about David Anderson, the interception, two touchdown passes. He also had a big about 40-yard punt return today. So doing it in all different kinds of offense, defense, special teams, right?
Yeah, David certainly has capability of doing that. And it's nice to see him come out and do it today.
Absolutely. Here's a couple more highlights for you. Second down, and Smisky comes over to the right side to Anderson again. He's going to shake off one tackler, shake off another, and get himself into the end zone for the touchdown. An 18-yard touchdown as the Macs go up 33-0.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, they're giving David a pretty good cushion out there, and Grant's just able to just throw the ball right down the line and let David do his thing with it. And
all right, so let's get ahead to the second half. There were two different highlights that really stood out in the second half. Again, the Macs were up 53-0, but one defense and one offense, so let's give those a listen here in the waning moments of the Great Clips, great plays of the game. Into McDonald territory for one of the few times today. Spangler comes in the near side, intercepted by the Macs, and picked off here by number 13 for McDonald, and that's Ryder Sullivan with the interception. It's going to be tough to mention more guys than we got to mention all day, and again, this is a guy we mentioned just a moment ago.
Okay, yes,
so
yes.
Second and seven now. Pitch out near side. Crawford, the 40, the 35, the 30, into the secondary. The 25 is still on his feet. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Crawford, touchdown. His second of the day. So Isaac Crawford, just a freshman. The Macs deep at running back, and so many guys got to play, and so many guys can go to homecoming and say to their date, did you see me out there today?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And, yeah, the McDonald, they do, this team especially, they have several good skill players, and it really, really helps us out a lot, and you saw it today. So, yeah, just a great testament to the depth we have, and,
yeah,
you know, the young talent we have, too. So hopefully good years to come.
I'm jacked up and ready to go. Can we get on the bus from New Auburn right now, or is that too early?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be a big week of practice here, and it's a big game, and hopefully they come out the way they did today.
Seth, I wish we were calling that one. It's actually not on the Wilgo Sports calendar, but Lake Holcomb is back here, so see you here in a couple weeks, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks so much for helping out today. Seth Smisky, I'm Mark Halverson, Zach Wycheck back at our WOGO studio. Again, the final score, McDonald pitching the shutout, 59-0. The Macs go to 5-0 overall, matching New Auburn atop the conference at 2-0. So thanks so much. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. And again, please recognize our advertisers on the way out and patronize them if you would. That'll do it for us. Thanks so much for listening. Congratulations to the Macs and happy homecoming.
WOGO.
McDonald, Mac's Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off Service, Service Master, Wearsgala Plumbing and Heating, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, and by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, and by Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, by Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO